Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to worship here at Wesley Memorial this morning. Welcome if you're here in person, welcome if you're joining us online, and a particularly warm welcome if you're joining us for the first time or if you're visiting us this morning. We really hope you'll enjoy sharing worship with us and that you'll consider coming back and seeing us again. We'd love to see you. I'm Simon. I'm one of the stewards here at Wesley Memorial, one of a number of us who help to arrange the worship here. There is tea and coffee available after the service through the doors on my left. Please do come and join us for that. I'm sure you'll get a warm welcome, and please do come and introduce yourself to one of us if you haven't been here before. As you may possibly have guessed or have read on the notice sheet, today is an all-age worship, which means that everyone is welcome to stay in the church for the duration of the service. But if you do need toilets, or if you do need a quiet space with children, if you do go through those doors, you'll find some slightly quieter places there. I think that's all I need to say. So I'm very pleased to welcome Mel McCulloch to lead our worship this morning. Mel will be familiar to most of you. She is our children, families and outreach worker here at Wesley Memorial, and I'm really looking forward to see what she's got to share with us this morning. So without further ado, over to you, Mel. Thank you.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. It's a joy to be with Rockfish and to have so many of our young people in here today. And we're going to start with our service being led by Beth. So I'm going to invite Beth to come up and lead us in our responsive opening prayer.
From north, south, east and west, gather us, welcome God. From work, schools, home and care, gather us, welcoming God. From every language, country and background, gather us, welcoming God. With all our experiences, emotions and challenges, gather us, welcoming God. Amen.
Our first song we're going to share together is Come In, Come In. It's a new song, and I think before yesterday evening I was perhaps the only person who knew it. And even I am a little worried that I'm going to forget the tune. So Tom's going to do in a moment just a little reminder for me, because it's a responsive song. So I'm going to lead and then you're going to follow, and then in the chorus you'll pick it up ever so quickly. It's not a hard song at all.
Come in, come in, you're always welcome. Come in, come in, and take your place.
come to a time of prayer, our prayers of thanks. Loving God, we thank you for this time together as we gather as your church. We thank you for the friendships and the support we find within this community. We pray that we will all feel included and that we will always be ready to invite and welcome new friends to join us in learning about you. Amen. And we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is a responsive reading, and it's up to you whether you want to do this or not. This is very much a service where you do what you want to. But the response is, for love comes from God. So it'd be really good if you wanted to, that comes up quite often, to make a sign of a heart with your hands, and then God each time that you say it. So for love comes from God.
Dear friends, let us love one another,
for love comes from God.
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
For love comes from God.
Whoever does not love does not know God.
For love comes from God.
God showed his love among us by sending his Son.
For love comes from God.
This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
For love comes from God.
This is love. That Jesus died as a sacrifice for our sins.
For love comes from God.
Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
For love comes from God.
If we love one another, God's love is made complete in us.
For love comes from God. Amen. Thank you. Well, I thought we'd take this moment now to introduce the story that we're looking at today. And the story comes from the book of Acts. But before we do that, there's a bit of preparation, because this story involves reading, running, and listening. So I'm offering all those opportunities to you. You can do some reading, you can do some running, or you can do some listening, or you can do a combination of them all. So hopefully a lot of you have got the order of service. If you haven't, don't worry, someone probably has on your own, and the words are going to come up on the screen. We have rather cleverly printed some instructions on the back of the order of service. Now, some of you may have done this before, and so this will be really easy. If you haven't done it before and it feels really complicated, don't worry, that's kind of the point. So don't feel worried if you're finding it difficult. So there is paper also on your rows if you want to give it a go. And young people, I know some people are really into running, like me. No, I'm not like me at all, but I might join in with you a little bit. I did think I would practice all week and then I forgot, so I probably won't be able to. We are going to do some virtual running on the spot whilst we have some music to listen to. So there is some music that fits the theme of the service, there is some stationary running, and there is some doing stuff with stationery. So that's quite good. Right, I think we're probably coming to the end of the music. I certainly came to the end of my running. And I think that goes on for kilometres and kilometres. You can turn that off now. Well done, thank you. Good. I looked around. Well done. I've looked around and I've seen a few confused faces. And I've also seen some people managing. I'm quite nervous because I am now going to try and attempt to show you how to do it. And the thing is, I do know how to do it, but I'm standing in front of you all, which might make all the difference in the world. So I'm going to hold my paper with the short edge at the top. And I'm going to fold the top left, down to the opposite edge of the paper. I'm going to have to do it here and then hold it up for you. So I'm doing it like that. Then I'm going to fold this corner down as well. So fold the top right corner down to the opposite edge of the paper. Then I'm going to fold in half along a vertical line. I didn't know how to explain that. So I thought, well, if it's vertical, hopefully that gives you a clue it's downward. So folding it in half is sort of in the middle, isn't it? So there we go. And then fold in half vertically again. In midair is not easy. And then I'm going to tear, I'm going to cheat and tear from the bottom because it's a bit easier. And this is the moment of truth. This is where we think, oh, this has all gone terribly wrong. So it's working out which is the right piece to open is part of it. It's not that piece, I think it's this piece. And we open it up and we end up with the cross. Well done. Now, the point of it, as I was reminded, there were lots of different ways to interpret those instructions. If you don't have pictures or you don't have someone to follow, it can be you can lose confidence, can't you? Or you can get a bit lost. And our story today involves someone who was reading something but not quite understanding it. And it involves someone who did a bit of running to get to them. So I'm going to invite... it's Stella, isn't it? Yes, to come up and read for us. Thank you.
An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get ready and go south to the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This road is not used nowadays." So Philip got ready and went. Now, an Ethiopian eunuch, who was an important official in charge of the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia, was on his way home. He'd been to Jerusalem to worship God and was going back home in his carriage. As he rode along, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to that carriage and stay close to it." Philip ran over and heard him reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. He asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The official replied, "How can I understand unless someone explains it to me?" And he invited Philip to climb up and sit in the carriage with him. The passage of scripture which he was reading was this: "Like a sheep that is taken to be slaughtered, like a lamb that makes no sound when its wool is cut off, he did not say a word. He was humiliated and justice was denied him. And no one will be able to tell about his descendants, because his life on earth has come to an end." The official asked Philip, "Tell me, of whom is the prophet saying this? Of himself or someone else?" Then Philip began to speak. Starting from this passage of scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled down the road, they came to a place where there was some water, and the official said, "Here's some water. What is to keep me from being baptized?" The official ordered the carriage to stop, and both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The official did not see him again, but continued on his way full of joy. Philip found himself in Azotus. He went on to Caesarea, and on the way he preached the good news in every town.
God's love is for the whole world, not just for this place. And so we join together in singing over all the earth. Decorated however you want. There are Ethiopian crosses to be decorated, or you could decorate some of the crosses that have already been made today. So if anyone wants to go and do that, and that's not just for the children, if there's any of you that would like to listen and draw at the same time, that's what I like doing, so I'm happy for people to do that. I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about where this reading comes in the Bible, because it's a bit confusing that this is a story that comes after Easter, but also comes after Pentecost. And sort of, we haven't got there yet in the church year, but this story is post-Pentecost. So Jesus is no longer with the disciples in a prodigal way, and the Holy Spirit has come and has given his disciples power and enthusiasm to go out and share the good news. So the church has been born, which is hooray. But things are not easy for the church. A member called Stephen has just been killed. The church is under attack, and it has become scattered with members in all different places. And it's in part because there's a man called Saul who does not like the church and does not like Jesus at all. But it makes me smile a little bit, because this story comes directly before the bit in the Bible where Saul gets a bit of a shock, and things change for him, not just his name. But anyway, so that's where we are in the Bible. And then where we are in the world is we're on a road running between Jerusalem and Gaza, and we're with a royal official from Ethiopia who is on his way home, and it's a long journey. I read, now this was down to Google, so it could be wrong, so I'm ready to be corrected, but my research said 2,500 miles. I think it might depend where at that time he was based. I'm not quite sure. But you can understand why he might be reading to take his mind off that long journey. He travelled to Jerusalem because he was a man of faith. He did believe in God. but he hadn't heard about Jesus yet. Our other main character is Philip, who is one of Jesus' disciples. And Philip was in Samaria, and he was so tuned into God so that when he heard from God, or God's angel, as the Bible says, he was ready to go. Both of the characters in our story were ready. One was open to learning more, and one was open to sharing the good news. But for the story to go further, a conversation was needed. The Bible says, the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over to that carriage and stay close to it. So Philip ran over and heard him reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. He asked him, do you understand what you were reading? Philip saw an opportunity to engage in conversation with the Ethiopian official. Now, it was a bit brave because the official could have responded, of course I understand. Do you think I am stupid? You don't get to be a royal official without being clever and understanding things. But he didn't. The official replied, how can I understand unless someone explains it to me? And he invited Philip to climb up and sit in the carriage with him. So as well as Philip taking this opportunity, the other two things I noticed about Philip's interaction with the official is that he started where the official was. He didn't just run up and say, hello, have you heard about Jesus? He said, do you understand what you're reading? And then he listened and he let the Ethiopian official guide the conversation until the moment came to introduce Jesus. There are times when opportunities to share our faith arise for us all, and it's really easy to miss them. We need to be ready. After we had our Everyone an Evangelist, which lots of people here were series, which lots of people here were involved in, I actually became really aware of how many opportunities I miss. There was a conversation with a widowed friend who is not religious, but wanted to believe that there is life beyond death. And there was an elderly man who in his last month said he hoped there was a God. They were just quick phrases that were dropped into conversations, and then the conversation moves on to other things, and my brain wasn't quick enough. You need some time to process, don't you, sometimes what's been said, and it's hard to revisit those moments. They're there, and then they're gone. We need to grab those moments. We need to be ready. I need to be ready. But we also need to be available and be where other people actually are. So it's really good for us to be together at moments like this, to praise God and to support each other. But during the week, we do need to scatter. We need to have representatives of the church at school, shopping in the supermarket, sitting in the waiting room at the doctor's, on the end of the line to a call centre, sitting in lectures, giving lectures, cleaning offices, working in the garden, at the swimming pool, going for a run, whatever. We need to be out there in the world, ready to share our faith in the way that works for us with our character and our interests. But that does mean that we need to take the time to think about what way does work for us. So when opportunities come up at church to explore our faith together, such as study groups planned for September, yes, let's take those opportunities. We also need to be ready to learn, like the Ethiopian official. In our exploring confirmation session last week, the young people made masking tape labyrinths in the hall. And we were thinking about life as a journey, how learning about God is a constant process, and that we are always learning. The important thing is to be open to learning about God. The Ethiopian official was really open to God, and when the opportunity to learn more was available, he took it. Some people here will be secure in your faith and ready to listen and share. Some people here are stepping into their journey with God and are ready to listen and ask questions. A lot of us are going to find ourselves at different times in both the Philip role and the Ethiopian official's role. Over the next few months, there are various opportunities at Wesley Men for us to open up and to listen, to be available for people to ask questions. We have our May morning breakfast this week on Wednesday, and we have the opportunity to be a presence at the Pride weekend. We would love your help in sharing our inclusiveness and openness. And if you are someone who wants to ask questions about faith, you are very welcome to come and talk to me, and I'll try my best. But there are also stewards around, or we can point you in the right direction. Be brave, talk to the person next to you. See if they can help you find someone to talk to if they don't feel ready to talk to you about things themselves. Answers aren't always easy. There won't be an easy answer for lots of questions, but mulling them over together is a good thing. It's good to think these things through together. As we reflect on this story of sharing faith and being open, I pray that this church will always be a place where there is room for questions, for learning, for nurture, and for expressing the good news of God's love through our words, our actions, and through the worldview we express with both. Amen. We're now going to join together to sing the amazing hymn, Amazing Grace, which speaks of our faith in such a strong way. are a church that represent people from all different parts of the country and of the world. And so, during our prayers of intercession, to start off with, I'd like you to think about the place where you were born. It might be a place you don't know much about. You may have moved away when you were very young. But in this time, I'd like you to take a moment to hold that place and its people before God, because I think we can cover quite a lot of the world if we do that together. So Lord, as we think about the place where we were born, we pray for local communities, for cohesion, and for solidarity. We pray for all those involved in local elections coming up this week, and for those in positions of power. And now I'd like us to think about our daily lives. Think about the people you meet, those you have conversations with, those who share thoughts and burdens with you. Loving God, we pray that we will be sensitive to the needs of those around us and open to opportunities to share the joy of your good news. And now we take a moment to think about the environment. There is so much promise at this time of year. Buds and blossoms, birdsong and the buzz of bees. But in this time we also remember its fragility and our place in looking after it. Loving God, we pray for this amazing planet that you have entrusted to us all to look after. May we take our responsibility seriously and be aware of our impact, treading softly and with care. In this moment, we now think of our world and all its peoples. And as we do, even though the need seems so overwhelming, we pray for peace. We also pray for a time when people are no longer trapped by poverty, a time when all have opportunities to live life in its fullness. Loving God, you offer us a message of good news, a future filled with hope, and the knowledge that we are loved completely. May we joyfully step into this week, ready to share that message, responding to the needs around us with compassion, facing the future with hope, and trusting in your love. Amen. Rockfish, this is an alert. We sing together the song, "The Spirit Lives to Set Us Free." Loving Lord, we thank you for all the riches you have given us, riches of friendship, riches of family, and for the money that we have, which we now offer to you to be used for your kingdom. Amen. Loving Lord, thank you that you meet us where we are, in the middle and the muddle of our daily lives. As we leave this place, help us to hear your call and to recognize your voice, and to respond to your invitation to follow you, whatever we might be doing. And let's bless each other with the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.